This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. I'm so glad you're with me today. I have a special guest on, and he's going to share with us what he and his wife are putting together to help people that have been dealing with trauma, or you've had trauma in your life and you don't know how to address it or how that impacts your life. This is a powerful conference. It's called Lost Sparrows Trauma Conference, coming up September 6th and 7th at Warsaw Community Church in Warsaw, Indiana. And dear people are putting this together. It's Darren and Stacy Gagnon. And Darren is going to share a few minutes with us about what this is all about. Darren, first, thank you so much. Tell me a little bit about your family so people know the dynamics you have, because I think you guys are heroes and saints.
Well, thank you, Melissa. It's good to talk to you again. I'm not sure about the hero or the saint part of your thoughts, but I'll appreciate that. Sure. Our family is a unique family. We had two biologic kids, and then we fostered for 15 years out of that system. We adopted three children, and then God kind of opened our eyes to the orphan crisis in Eastern Europe, and we adopted two children from Eastern Europe that are now, you know, we're now dealing with kids from 8 to 23 in our family. And so trauma parenting is what we focus on these days.
It is a difficult thing, but you can get through it. And I thank you for being so transparent. You and Stacy both, you post about it on your social media, and I read it all the time, and I'm just always praying for you guys. But you want to talk about it. What do you want to address in this trauma conference other than the obvious?
I appreciate that question. I think over the years of parenting so many dozens of broken children, Stacy and I learned the hard way. The strategies that we all develop for parenting our biologic children just don't work well when we are working with kids who come from a history of adversity.
Gotcha.
They process differently. They think differently. They have an internal narrative that is oftentimes very negative, and they blame themselves. They feel like they're inherently bad. They tend to live in a very stressed out state. And so the things that you would normally lean on to help regulate those, you know, your children in your home might not work. And so through a lot of the errors that we made, we realize that a lot of other families need support, and that support can come in a lot of different ways. And so we provide education on trauma, and what does it look like, and how do I prepare for what's going to come through the door? And then we provide support in relational support. We have a foster adopt support group. And so creating a community of people you can be a part of, that is also really important.
Okay, Darren, so I know you guys are addressing, especially the foster and adopt situation, there might be trauma there, but I also know that from the stories that you have heard and experienced, that there are adults coming in trying to learn how to parent the situation, but they are the ones that have had the trauma and didn't realize how that impacted their life and their parenting. Can you tell us that story of how that impacted that lady?
Yes. And you know, this is such a valuable point. Trauma always triggers trauma. So if I have unresolved trauma as a parent, as a social worker, as somebody who's going to try to help someone else resolve their trauma, oftentimes it is really challenging for me if I have not resolved my own issues. So yes, I met a mom this week, and she was asking me about our conference, and she was adopted when she was a child. And she said, you know, I have struggled for years and years, and I always felt like the black sheep in my family. And I said, you know, I can so appreciate that from as an adoptive dad. And I said, you know, come to our conference and be a part of a whole community of black sheep, right? There's a lot of people out there that have these struggles. And I think it's really significant to be around other people who can relate to the things that you've gone through.
So when she came, what was the experience?
Yeah, you know, she then is parenting children from her history, and her kids have a history of having gone through some hard things as an adoptive mom herself. And so she said, you know, I've tried so long for so many years to figure out and understand what I'm dealing with my kids. And I finally, I'm standing at this trauma conference, and I realized that's the issue that I have been running up against, and I didn't know it. And now I see it. And she has researched trauma. She has now researched how to help her kids better and how to heal herself. She's in a specific type of therapy with a really good counselor, and life has changed for the good in so many ways.
Oh, amen. I know you've got other stories like that, so I want people to come to the Trauma Conference, Los Sparrows Trauma Conference, September 6th and 7th at Warsaw Community Church in Warsaw, Indiana. And I know we could talk an hour about this, so we're going to drop this here. The information's on my Conversations link. You can get that. And so they need to register first. Is that how they get there?
Yes, they can register at www.parentingchildrenwithtrauma.org. They could also obviously find Los Sparrows on Facebook and get to us that way. There is a process for purchasing tickets. There's also a scholarship application if they need help that way. Breakfast and lunch are provided.
Nice. Darren, I can't thank you enough. I know that we're going to see victories and healings happen because of your trauma conference. We're praying for you, brother.
Thank you, Melissa.
Everything you need to know, what he just said, we're going to have that all right now. It's on my Conversations link, star883.com.